It is mobile. It's moving in many directions. It doesn't move easily. It cracks and it has a center. And it moves around the center. It can also be stopped. It has a hard and not so slick extension.
She says it is connected to something. Is long connected to something. Is long connected to something anchored. Is a support around itself. Meanwhile, the object moves in many directions.
Actually, they are connected, but they are autonomous. The extension has a flat surface on top of it. It is less uniform with many layers. First layer is rough, still soft. It's like the bird of a man. Second layer is softer a bit and a bit colder, and it's surrounded with the first layer. The third layer is also mobile again, little bit rough but more fragile. It can be touched, but it changes its shape. It can be removed from the whole construction. And then inside there is something wet, a shape with two entrances. It is wet and sticky. In my fingers, it feels like going inside a body. It's a totally different feeling. Different feeling like the inside of a mouth. It's also a bit cold. It feels fragile. It's like the entrance of a cave. It has two ways in and two ways out. The outside of the cave is wet. It's more like cover with a camouflage.
Wind moves my paper.
The whole thing, I take this part of thing and I place it in my two hands.
He says she carries the thing like a nest, with careful. She's trying to come back to the chair. She's describing the object in her hands. The sound of the heater stops.
It feels like there is something coming out of it totally. It's so paradoxical. It keeps it warm, it's self-sufficient, a combination between fragility and something that can be transformed, but can keep its shape. It feels like a functional part, feels like it has to feel like it cannot do whatever with it.
She finds a point of articulation. It is the point of mobility. It can move in many directions. If it would be a water container, it can balance from one part to another, then water can be poured.
An articulation between two parts.
You can hear a car's alarm at a distance. And a very strong wind clashing to the windows high up. It is very centered, she said.
I put it in my hands. and it's accommodating in my hand. It's peaceful and determined. It has concrete sharpness.
She gestures like she is self-questioning.
It feels like because it's whole, it connects things, and while I'm seated, it feels like I'm part of a machine holding a piece and a part of a machine. It's an example, an articulation.
It's about systems.
It's about mobility.
The pieces are pulled apart and put it back together.
Anatomical puppets, very sophisticated. This is a more abstract one. Even if it's a body, I can hold the body and the body holds me back.
It's a prosthesis.
Yeah, it's my alien body.
My body and the body of the other. She stands up and tries to bring back the small body into the box container. She said it's a secret that has to be revealed and shown and covered again after. It is the magic of composition and fragmentation.
It's a trick.
A noisy endpoint with a pen.
An assemblage of materials, textures, levels.
Somebody shout loud, come on.
Come on!
Different functions. It's a full body. It's articulated. Now I'm not feeling it anymore. It is autonomous, independent. It functions as an image, a piece of a puzzle.
I have noticed my nails against the white background paper.
It functions like memory, something that I know, or I have the feeling that I know it.
Still more time, she asked.
I'm thinking of Dali's paintings. The drawers, the melting bodies that are also the bodies. Because this articulation is located on the top of it function, like the brain. Then the sense of mobility is in the brain and two entrances.
She drives back my unconscious. With her reflection on the object, she is pulling back the personality of my former neuroscientist's lover.
She's talking about him, a random physical description. An operational thing coming in and out.
She discovers the body of my lost body.
Actually, it has to be stiff, mobile and relocated all the time, coming in and out.
In and out.
all the time coming in and out.
Smells like coffee and water is boiling.
It is stable in its fragility. It holds one big possibility of movement. There is not constraint so much in itself.
One big possibility.
Pandora's box was his nickname.
Pandora's box.
Flux is welcome.
Christine wants to do that for a living.